ABC Radio Australia.
The Solomon Islands government has announced the establishment of a commission of inquiry to investigate millions of dollars in missing mine payments. Mines Minister Derek Manuari announced the commission of inquiry just a week after taking up office. He says the commission will investigate what happened to money from 33 shipments of bauxite from the country's southern province of Rennell between 2017 and 2019. The controversy over the missing payments has been the subject of political debate that saw a motion of no confidence moved against Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele.
After the 33 shipments, there were other shipments afterwards. But what those shipments are, they were paid. They were paid by the royalties who duly paid by the company. There are a lot of things where a ministry could and couldn't do. The ministry at that time too, him no got him any substantive director for the, especially the period where there were territory shipments. So in terms of administrative due diligence, there was also this challenge. It happened over different periods, different administrative, different governments and different executives, so that we ensure that whatever is due to the people and government and paid. Law records from Ifala, SIG is owed more than $4 million, and the landowners is owed more than $3 million. And the province itself, more than $800,000, Solomon dollars. And this is a very big amount of money where law mining actively is required to be paid to all these parties that have never been paid in terms of the legislation. Looking at the loopholes that are there. And as you know, we have a new act that is now before Parliament. And that act has taken into account a lot of the things, the weaknesses that are, legislative weaknesses that are there. It will be a legislation that will help to address a lot of these issues that at the moment, we may not have any legislative instrument for him to address. But I think what is most important of semi-talent finish is learning from this experience. We cannot deny that the issue Lauren Bell was, to all parties involved, was a mess.
Solomon Islands' new Mines Minister, Derek Manuari, speaking there to journalists at a press conference in Solomon Islands' capital, Honiara. Now, one Solomon Islands MP in full support of the Commission of Inquiry is the leader of the Independents, Peter Kinaloria Jr. Mr. Kinaloria Jr. has long advocated for greater regulations on the harvesting of natural resources and has expressed particular concern over the presence of China-owned mining companies in the Solomons. Finau Fonua spoke with Peter Kinaloria Jr.
I welcome the call, the initiative by the new Minister for Mines to establish a commission of inquiry into particularly the shipment of minerals from a particular province and island in Rennell and Bellona. That issue has been ongoing now for years, and I think it's the right step taken by the newly appointed Minister for Mines to make that to take that initiative. I think that is the right way to do it in terms of having a commission of inquiry looking into this particular shipments, some 33 shipments of bauxite, particularly bauxite from these particular islands in the Solomons, and I welcome that.
Countries that are often blessed with minerals also are often vulnerable to exploitation.
Right.
Do you see that with the Solomon Islands?
Yeah, I think the so-called resource curse is something that I see in the context of the Solomons, that it is there. And I think it comes down to the governance of these resources, the proper governance of them, the management of them. I think we need to strengthen the structures around them, the laws around them, to ensure that we minimize as much as possible corruption that does come in terms of these natural resources as well, as we see in other parts of the world that are also equally rich, probably much more richer in terms of these natural resources. But I still believe that the laws around these resources will need to be strengthened in order to protect them, as well as protect the resource owners. And I've been calling for this particular issue, you know, for a while now, in terms of the need to strengthen these resources, particularly in the context of our new diplomatic relations with China, and why it's really important to strengthen those laws when we do get into relationships with a powerful country that has powerful interests and resources.
When you say in particular with China, are you referring to concerns about the exploitation of resources by Chinese companies?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that I've been very consistent in my call for this. You know, 5-6 years ago when we did the switch, that I said we weren't ready. We need to strengthen our laws to ensure our resources are protected, our people, the resource owners are protected, to ensure that the exploitation doesn't happen. And I said that in the context of what I saw happening around the world already at that time and even now. And I still stand by my position on that. It's very important to ensure that our resources and the people that own these resources are protected. And it's incumbent upon our government to do that. You know, we fail our people when we don't do that. And I say that in the context of the fact that there are 19 Chinese mining companies now apparently operating here in Solomon Islands. And that is a concern. And we will need to ensure that the laws are strong enough to protect those resources and ensure that when they are harvested or extracted or mined, that the best possible outcome is there for both the people as well as the environment.